Let's report next on Wall Street, where investors had one of their best days in years. Major stock indexes were up 3 to 4%. This was a buying frenzy, starting after the Federal Reserve said it would take yet another step to tackle the mortgage crisis. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Yesterday's turnaround was all the more remarkable because the past few weeks have been such a gloomy time on Wall Street. Investors have been seized by fear that the credit markets are freezing up, which would only weaken an already slowing economy. With the Fed's action, the mood shifted yesterday. Stuart Hoffman is chief economist at PNC Financial Services.
Put in a medical analogy term, it's almost like the Fed went in and put a stent in where there was a blockage.
The Fed said it would auction off $200 billion worth of treasury bills to banks and brokerage firms, and it would allow them to use their bad mortgage debt as collateral. Some economists warn that this will lead to more inflation down the road, but the Fed is hoping that by making more money available to banks, they'll lend more to each other and to consumers.
To provide this liquidity into specifically the mortgage market should be a big help to homeowners and would-be homebuyers.
The news sent shares of mortgage-related companies up. Citigroup was up 9%, and the mortgage finance company Fannie Mae rose 11%. Despite the big rally, analysts cautioned that the worst may not be over for the credit markets. The Fed has launched other efforts to stimulate lending in recent months, cutting interest rates and pumping money into the banking system. Those efforts have failed to keep the economy from slowing. Investors are betting that this time will be different. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.